What is up, you guys? It's been a while. I'm sorry. It's been, I haven't been home, and when I have been home, no one's been able to show up for shows. And I'll be honest with you, I don't mind doing shows by myself, which is what I'm doing tonight. But it's just nice that you can, it's just nice to go back and forth with somebody. It makes the show a little better, if it's good at all. Well, actually, we're coming up on 1,000 listens. So that's a pretty big deal for, I don't know, 7 or 8 episodes. So thank you guys for checking it out. You guys have been on my ass the last couple weeks about shows, and I've been super busy. That's just how it is. That's how life is. And until I start to get paid to do podcasting every day, they'll come when they come. That's what she said. No, I've also been working on a new show. I've been writing ideas down for it. We'll get more into that when that time comes, but I'm very excited. I thought I had a name for it, but I don't know if I'm going to stick with it, but be on the lookout for that probably right after football ends. We'll do our last show after the last Sunday after college football, and then we'll do a bowl episode. And then after that, I mean, it's a long wait till next September. It's depressing. Not only do we have to sit through basketball, it's just so long away. It went by so quick. I mean, there's two weeks left, this week and next week, and then championship week, and then the bowls. So it's coming to a close, and I'm sad. But we're going to get into – so we're going to do some locks. Like I said, I was busy last night. I was actually going to do a lock show, but I didn't. So we're going to do one tonight. Boise State's playing right now against New Mexico. I don't know why Boise State won't win. They got a pretty easy schedule. I think they're a two-loss team. They're up 7-0 now. But that's pretty sure they'll take that one. And then something that nobody really does, I guess, aside from maybe the SEC – but the Citadel plays at Alabama. So we got a bunch of nuns and monks going to play in Tuscaloosa against your Heisman frontrunner, who will probably be Tua Tagovailoa. So he's got 2,500 yards and 28 touchdowns. The next best kid could put up double the numbers and still wouldn't win. You could probably put Tua down for your Heisman this year. Ohio State plays at Maryland. Maryland, I don't think will put up a fight, but they could surprise us. I'd like to see Ohio State drop another one. Idaho plays at Florida, so that's a win for Florida. Penn State plays at Rutgers. Penn State, who I honestly thought was going to be, between them and Ohio State, the Big Ten East champion, but it looks like Michigan's probably going to come out on top. And I, if anybody does remember and wants to hold me to it, I didn't think Michigan was going to be that good this year. I, like I said, was looking at Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan, and then maybe Michigan State. I was leaning almost towards Michigan State before Michigan. And then halfway through the season, Michigan and Patterson really started to impress. So I think I would imagine it'll be Michigan and Northwestern in Indianapolis. And Northwestern almost beat Michigan. I wish I had some help here. Someone looking at some stats for me, but I think that Northwestern almost beat Michigan. So that'll be interesting to see how Northwestern plays against them again, if that is what happens. So like I said, Penn State at Rutgers, that's a W for Penn. Middle Tennessee at Kentucky. Kentucky's dropped their last two, still ranked 17th in the bowl rankings. Like I said, you're the Wildcat. I was really hoping that they were going to put a beating on Georgia. The dogs were just too much. I'm still going to watch Kentucky play when I can. They're a fun team to watch. Arkansas at Mississippi State. Fun fact for you, Kelly Bryant is actually looking at going to Arkansas. With success, I don't know. But I do know that Arkansas's head coach used to be the offensive coordinator, I think, at Clemson. And was one of the big recruiters for Kelly Bryant. So that'll be interesting, considering Arkansas is 0-6 in the SEC. Northwestern at Minnesota, there's no reason. Well, actually, Minnesota's favored by 2. That's interesting. Northwestern comes into top 25 at number 22, 6-1 in the Big Ten. And as we know, are the Big Ten West champs because Iowa can't fucking win a game. And Noah Fant, who the fuck knows where Noah Fant is? Fucking, I don't know. That's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother show. I'm just as mad as everybody else is. If any of you have been watching the Hawkeyes play the last 3 weeks, you would know that, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck has happened. So, like, these losses were, like, unlike any loss that I can think of, because, like, you go back to 2015 when Iowa went undefeated. I'm sorry I'm breaking the lock schedule here, but you go back when Iowa went undefeated in 2015 with a team of, you know, there's some big names, Maben and King, but not like the names that we hear when we talk about the 2018 team with Stanley and Fant and Hawkinson. And, you know, the running game hasn't really been there. But there's so much bigger. There's so much more hype. There's so much bigger names this season. So if you were going to think of a team that could take us go 12-0, you would say, well, why not this team? Why not 2018's team? Well, I'll fucking tell you why. Because Stanley can't throw the ball with or without a thumb problem. We can't run it. And either the rest of the Big Ten has figured it out or we just can't. Or we just hit a wall. I don't know what the fuck they're doing in practices. And I know that Ferentz is two-sided with what he shows in public and what he does in practice. There's no reason that the Hawkeyes should have more. They shouldn't have any losses. They shouldn't. They shouldn't have. There should be zero losses on this schedule. You take back a couple big plays from Purdue. That's all. I mean, the list goes on and on. The fourth downs, the trick plays. The list goes on, and I've written it. It's all written down somewhere. But I don't even want to talk about it because it sucks. There was a lot of hype going into the end of the season, and I got real big on them after the Indiana and Minnesota game, but they look so fucking good. You can't dog me. They looked good, you know. And with Noah Fant and Hawkinson, you know, the running game isn't the greatest. I thought Stan was going to take us to the promised yard, and honestly, Stanley looks like dog shit. His dropbacks suck. He looks shook. The offensive line isn't doing him a whole bunch, and I've actually, in the last two or three games, I've seen him run the ball twice, which is two more times than he has any other time of the season that I can remember. So, if I was going to pick a team to root for after that, I guess it would be Northwestern. I think a lot of people would agree with that. I think Wisconsin, too, but like we said a long time ago, they were definitely on their heels. Shouldn't have lost to Northwestern. That was a slow, painful game. It was like slowly sticking needles underneath your fucking fingernails. It wasn't fun. I don't even want to talk about it. Maybe Sunday. We're doing a show on Sunday. We're doing a show on Sunday. And someone's going to be here with me because I ain't doing it by my damn self. So anyways, back to the schedule. Sorry, I'm almost out of breath because I'm overweight, and that's just what happens. Utah at Colorado. My computer's not working. I can't see who's playing. Utah at Colorado. I like watching the Buffs play. I'm going to take Colorado on this. They're at home, and Utah is favored to win. I'm going to take Colorado at home. Utah State at Colorado State. I'm going to take Utah State on that one. Oh, you want to move the mouse now all by yourself? Ghosts. Stop moving. Oh, my God. No. I'm just waiting on my computer here. I'm just going to use the touch screen. Number 12. Here's a big one for you. Number 12, Syracuse. Now, about a month ago or so, six weeks. The Syracuse was going to hopefully give Clemson a run for the money, and they did. They still lost to Clemson, but number 12, Syracuse, 8-2. At number 3, Notre Dame, 10-0. This is probably Notre Dame's hardest game, one of the two of the season. And I've said it every show. And honestly, unless Notre Dame wins the whole fucking champion BCS, I'll be impressed. I'll be impressed. Still not. They have a great defense. I'll tell them that. But and they did make Northwestern look silly a couple weeks ago. But not 100% on the Notre Dame train. Number 9, West Virginia at Oklahoma State. West Virginia, they are a good team. They had that tough loss to Iowa State. Sucked. But they're back on the train. They're number 9. I think they'll take this one at Okie State. Number 20, Boston College, who seems to go in and out of the top 25, it almost seems like. At Florida State, I'm going to take BC on this. And then Indiana at number 4, Michigan. 9-1, 7-0 in the Big Ten. There's no reason Michigan should lose this game. It's not even close to being an upset. And then here's another SEC favorite for you. UMass, 4-7. At number 5, Georgia, 9-1. Depending on, I don't think anybody in the top 4 loses. So it's up to Georgia, these last two games, how they want to play. But Georgia should win this one by a bazillion. By 4, ESPN has them at 41. That's pretty funny. Getting into your later afternoon, the last of the afternoon games, Oregon State at Washington. Washington is a very good team. They'll take this game. Duke at Clemson. Very excited for this game, and I would love to see Clemson lose. I'm going to take Duke on this. I'm going to take Duke 31-30, and I'm probably wrong. My picks have gone way downhill since the beginning of the season, but I'd love to see Duke win this game. Against Clemson, at Clemson, it's like 28, Clemson by 28. So we'll see. Maybe it'll be a close game. Able to blow them out 53-4. So, and then evening games, Kansas at Oklahoma. No reason why Oklahoma should lose this. Another top Heisman frontrunner, Kyler Murray, he's awesome. But he's almost got about 500 more yards passing than Tua does. So I think it'll be your final two, but like anybody else that does good at Alabama, they win the Heisman because that's just how it is. Rice at LSU. Why the fuck's the SEC playing these people? LSU by a million. Cincinnati, number 24, Cincinnati, 7 o'clock against UCF. This is very interesting. Cincinnati is a one-loss team against the number 11 UCF team led by Mackenzie Milton, who's a very good quarterback. Cincinnati's has a very, very good running game. Why UCF is ranked 11th, I don't know. They don't play anybody. Even this Cincinnati game, it's Cincinnati's schedule's the same way. They don't play anybody. This will probably be, I think UCF has one more tough game after this. But I would love to see Cincinnati win this game at UCF and make sure everybody knows that UCF is way too overrated. And then two of the probably best three-loss teams in the nation. Number 16, Ohio State. At number 15, Texas. Texas is very good at home. I've been a big fan of Texas all year. And Iowa State is going to have to be a little creative because this week they dealt a suspension to David Montgomery, the running back for Iowa State. Iowa State's going to have to be very – I think Purdy has a big game. I think it's going to be – it'll be a slugfest between Ehlinger and Purdy of Iowa State in this game. With David Montgomery out the first half, Purdy's really – he's great out to the pocket. He's fast, he's smooth, and he does a very good job of making his reads. And you can't deny that to a good quarterback. I know it's Iowa State, and we dog on him, especially since we beat him early in the season. Honestly, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think that Iowa could beat Iowa State right now, in this part of the season right now. Iowa State is one of the best three-loss teams in the nation. I think that Iowa State goes down to Austin and they beat Texas. Not by a lot, probably 3, maybe 4 points. Definitely no more than that. Going to be an absolute slugfest between the quarterbacks. I'll probably try and stay up for this game. I've been going to bed pretty early lately. And then your final late night game, Arizona at Washington State, who I would love to see Washington State move up into the higher part of the rankings. They won't crack the top 4, even if Alabama somehow manages to lose to Georgia in the SEC championship. Alabama could probably not win a game and still make the BCS championship, because that's just how that works. So there's the locks for the week. Like I said, I've got a new show coming, and I've got some but I thought my shirts were going to be coming a long time ago. I just haven't had the time. Hopefully some shirts, probably at the end of the football season, by the time I get them figured out and ordered. I got a couple good designs, some funny ones, some just plain old professional look at here College Sports Show shirts. But thanks, everybody that listens when we put the shows out. You guys are great. Everybody loves the shows, and if you don't, well, then keep listening, and maybe they'll get better. That's all I've got. I didn't take a single sip of my gin and tonic that whole time. But I like gin. Gin's good. It's a Friday night. Have a little gin. Play a little Red Dead. Go to bed. That's all I got. I haven't decided if people have been asking me about doing basketball. There's just it's a lot going on for basketball. The Hawkeyes did beat UConn tonight. They almost threw it away. But Garza and Cook had a good game tonight. So a full slate of games tomorrow. I'll be glued to the TV all day and or my phone or computer. Thank you to everybody who gets on Reddit and streams that shit, because I don't have cable. So I appreciate that. I will be watching the Hawks game tomorrow. They play at Illinois. I don't know. My class picked Illinois for the game tomorrow, which I thought was kind of funny. He must be totally off the Hawkeye train if he's going to pick Illinois. I don't know. I haven't watched Illinois play anything. I have no idea what the record is. I don't even know who the rest of the Big Ten plays. I just kind of sick of the Hawks. It kind of brings down the whole season. So one last thing. Thanks to Iowa City Apparel for sponsoring the show once again. I've been emailing and texting with those guys. Actually, I've got my design on my computer screen right now. I just honestly need to just send it to them and get started on it. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully here in a couple weeks, I'll have some shirts for you guys. Not free, though. I think some of you thought I was going to be giving those away for free. That's not true. You'll be paying just like everybody else. Your boy got to make some money, okay? I might give a few away for free if you invest in the show. I do need some mic stands. I know they're cheap. But hey, investment's an investment, okay? So thanks a lot, guys. We'll see some of you around out this weekend, I'm sure. And the rest of you, we will talk to hopefully Sunday. So, burning questions. I need your burning questions for Sunday. I want to make Sunday a big show. I say that a lot. I'm a fucking liar. I am sometimes. I fib. I say I'm going to do stuff and then I don't do stuff. It's a bad habit to get into. Don't do that. It hurts people's feelings. And I don't want to hurt my fans' feelings. But you guys also need to know that sometimes I'm not always honest about when I'm going to do shows next. Oh, Cooking with Colin. For those of you who missed that, I have a couple of recipes written down. And whether we do some shows on that, well, you'll just have to find out. So maybe stay tuned for that. And cozy on up to your Facebook screens this fall, this winter, as everything kind of slows down and we'll get into some cooking, I hope. Because I miss it. Cooking with Colin's funny. I got some funny ideas for that shit, too. So, whatever. That's it. I'm done. I'm out of here. We'll see you guys on Sunday. Maybe. Wait. Hold on. Stop. Just kidding. I forgot to say who I thought was going to win the Iowa game tomorrow. Because, like most times when I do a show, I absolutely forget everything I need to do. So, Iowa plays at Illinois. Iowa has lost three of its last games. My class thinks that Illinois is going to win tomorrow. And to be honest with you, I don't fucking know what's going to happen. It sucks. This sucks for me and every other Hawks fan. Just sucks. Penn State. Yeah, when I said the Hawks were going to go 10-2, I had the losses at Wisconsin and Penn State. But I didn't see Purdue beating us. Did not see Northwestern. I knew Northwestern was going to give us some trouble. But I didn't see us dropping these last two games in a row. But no, I mean, everybody's big on the Noah Fant thing, and I don't know what the fuck's going on. They say they've got a plan. I don't know how you plan on winning if your best player's not on the team. Did the Bulls win all those fucking championships if they would have sat Michael Jordan? No. I know that's a little extreme, But in context, it's the same thing. You play your best players to win. And Noah Fant has been nowhere. The stats on him the last three games are fucking slim to none. Does he show up at Illinois? I don't know. Does Stanley get off the bus? I don't know. Who starts at the corners? I don't know. I just hope that the Iowa wins tomorrow. Like, it sucks. I'm not even excited. Like, I'll probably watch the game, maybe. Nathan Stanley, he's got 2,300 yards on the season, 18 touchdowns. His QBR is 65%. He throws more balls into the dirt than he does his own players. A couple weeks ago, I was saying he was going to beat Chuck Long's record, and he probably fucking could have if something strange wouldn't have happened. I don't know. Maybe he started going out on the during the week and changed up his schedule. I don't know what happened. I don't know what's going on. Iowa wins tomorrow against Illinois. It's not going to be pretty, and it's not going to be fun. It's not going to be a 45-6 game. It'll probably be we'll probably be up in the late third, early fourth, and we'll let them score three or four times and make it close. That's what I bet happens. I bet Illinois makes it close because we fumble around with the ball and screw around and throw picks and aimlessly fumble footballs in the middle of the fucking field. Well, it's a win, but it won't be a win that we want to see. I mean, we want to see win, but it's not going to be the way that we want to. Let's put it that way. Faith isn't gone. And you know what? And here's another one for you fucking guys that sit out there and are the rest of us Hawk fans, fair weather fans. Listen, just because you've been watching the Hawkeyes play football the same way for the last 20 years, okay, and they lose some games and we talk about how we're sick of it and we get angry, don't call us fair weather fans. We're in it just like you are. But we want to fucking win. We have the means. We have the players to win. We should win every game. Do I get mad at Ferentz? Yeah, I got mad several times at Brian this year, who I thought was worlds beyond Kirk. And I say shit like, Abby, I don't know if I'm going to watch the game. I'm not a fair weather fan. It's just that I know that we can win these games, and we're not winning them. It's mediocre football. It's the shit that we've been dealing with for years. We want change. We want it to be better. We're not giving up hope. It just hurts and it sucks because we're real fans. So don't anybody sit out there and call me a fair weather fan just because they played like shit. I don't care. I'm upset. When we're upset and emotional, we all say things. Do I mean it? But I believe in my Hawkeyes and I know that we can do it. And that's what sucks because we lose these games. Okay. So all of you on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram to say all this shit about how we're all being fair weather fans, we're not. We want to win. We want to win every game, just like any other fan from any other team. Okay, we're not accustomed to 10-win seasons. It would be nice. Kirk Ferentz gets a nice little bonus if he wins 7. So, we got 6. Probably go to some. I'd like to see the Hawks play it against Kentucky in a bowl game. That'd be fun. Hawks fans travel good. So I just want to win. That's all I want. Every week. Year in and year out, I want to win. Just like everybody else wants to. Just like the players want to. Just like the coaches want to. And I know those kids, they're 18, 19, 20 years old. And they give everything they have for that university and for the players on their team. And their coaches, and their families, and their friends. They want to win just as much as we do. And the most of us are sick of the mediocrity. There's no reason why we should lose 4 games in a season. There's not. So, that's my final part. Sorry, I almost forgot. I do a pretty good job at forgetting shit when I do shows. So, there you go. We'll see you guys on Sunday.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.